They don't kill you in the normal sense of the word. Rather, they feed off the life that might have been. My song, Blink, is a parable about missing out on the best things in life. This is Pub Songs and Stories, number 277. Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a sci-fi-ish musician and podcaster living in Atlanta, Georgia. And I have a new album, Come Adventure With Me. It comes out on March 4th, 2024. And if you're new to the show, please subscribe. You can do that at pubsong.com or send me an email, pubsong@keltfather.net. That will go straight to my, give you an autoresponder where you can find out more about me. Now, today I'm doing a story about my song Blink from this new album, but I'm also doing something a little bit different. I'm out for a walk, and this is something I want to do more of in the days to come, and I'm testing this out because this is actually the third time I went for a walk telling this exact same story, but to see if I can create something special that serves a certain need. You see, last year and the past few years, I've been doing a lot of running, and at the end of last year, back in October, I started experiencing hip pain. Well, actually, it started in the summer, and I finally went to a physical therapist in October, and she said I have arthritis and that I probably shouldn't be running. So I'm like, I have had so much fun getting out and being out in the great outdoors and running, and now she's telling me this, and I'm like, well, I guess that means it's time for me to change something. And so I decided what I was going to do is I'm going to do my podcast, because I've also been having trouble pulling together podcast episodes time-wise. So why not go for a walk and tell stories as I walk? Record a podcast. I think that's a good idea. What do you think? Right now I'm walking through a park in our neighborhood. There's a little creek running through it. You can hear the water. There's a bridge that I can see right, almost right above me. It's, I don't know, 200 feet away from me, above, running above the stream. It's gorgeous. It's one of the things that I really love, is I love being outside. When I was a kid, I spent a lot more time outside, but somewhere along the way, I stopped going outside, sat in front of the TV. And while I love watching shows, and I still do, it's definitely being outside is something extra special. So I'm looking forward to doing more of this in the future. You can see the birds. It's just gorgeous. I also am doing a little, something a little bit different with my digital recorder. I have a pop filter that I got for this digital recorder. And since I was trying to use some headset mic to walk around and do this, and it wasn't working, so now I'm carrying it. But I lost, apparently, the little pop filter. So I have a, I've got a mask over it. Actually, I'm going to take a picture of that right now. It looks kind of silly, but does it do the trick? I don't know. Maybe it's muffling the sound too much. I don't know. We'll find out. That is part of the goal of this whole excursion, is to test. See what I can do, because I like the idea of being outside. One of the things that that struck me a lot was the idea that I could, you know, do a podcast. It's not like I'm not audio capable, you know. I like podcasting. I don't have enough time, but here I can do something. So I am. Upcoming shows, February 15th, I'm doing a Hobbit Drinking Song show on Bandcamp. The 17th of February, Goblin Market. March 23rd through 31st, the weekends, I'll be at Sherwood Forest Fair back in Texas. April 19th through 21st, I'll be at Jordan Con. Those are the big shows that I have lined up. There's probably some more. Make sure you check my website. I'm now putting my calendar directly on my homepage at markgun.com. See what you think of that. And I also want to invite you to join the club. The show is brought to you by my supporters on Patreon. If you enjoy my music or my podcast, please, please join the club. You can, you get something new every week. It could be a podcast, downloadable songs, printed sheet music, blogs, or stories from the road. Plus, you'll get access to videos like my Coffee with the Kelp Father video series. So email again, pubsong@keltfather.net. And of course, if you can't support us financially, you can sign up for free. You still get a lot of content, so it is well worth it. A lot of the content that I share is free stuff. It doesn't cost anything. Podcasts are free. Sometimes I'll do some private stuff, like the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast has a music-only edition, but it doesn't have to be that way. You can have all sorts of different stuff, and that's kind of what I do. But this is the place that you'll also get more than one podcast. I also post the In the Verse podcast there, the Brobdingnagian Bards podcast, which there's a new episode of that that's now out. There's a lot of great stuff that you'll get. So go check that out. I would greatly appreciate it. I also made some big updates to my auto harp, which hopefully everything's going to sound good in the future, but we'll see. All right, now, the first, before I let you go, I started the show with a recording of the Brobdingnagian Bards and our version of Oor Hamlet, which is a song by Scotsman Adam McNaughton. He's a fantastic song. It's on our CD, real men wear kilts, and that's where you say, you have CDs? All right, I'm coming to a creek. It's 30 some odd degrees outside. I'm hoping I can cross this thing without slipping and dying. So let me put my phone down as I cross this creek, slowly but surely. Doesn't look too icy on the rocks, thank goodness. Probably still shouldn't be doing this, but hey, it's me. All right, I made it almost. One more, there we go. I made it across. Phew! So today we're talking about the song Blink. The song was inspired by the Doctor Who episode of the same name. It features the Weeping Angels. It's horrifying. Now, you might have seen Weeping Angels. They're basically statues. Statues that don't move. But as long as you're looking at them, they don't move. But as soon as you look away or you blink, then they move at lightning speed. Now, they're as old as the universe. They're a super old alien race. And they don't just kill you in the normal fashion. In fact, what they do is they touch you. And if they touch you, they throw you back in time. Doesn't sound too bad, right? But then they feed on the life that might have been, the life that you did not get to experience. When I heard about that, I was like, well, so this is ultimately a song about missing out. It's about missing out on things that are important in our lives. I, for one, when Gwen and I got together, I used to spend all my time on the phone. And I think I used it largely as partially as an escapist tool, partially as an introverted means to be an escapist tool, but partially just force of habit. The way that these apps and such are designed, it's designed to draw you in and make you use the thing over and over and over again, which is great, except when you're trying to experience things in life. So my wife has, for many years, was like, put your phone down. And so I've gotten really good, for the most part, where I think about it. I think about it all the time, where I'm like, do I really need my phone right here? And so I put my phone down. And I focus on the moment, try to be there in the moment, especially once I had kids, because yes, kids need our attention. They need our support. They need us to help them grow up and to grow strong emotionally and intellectually and whatnot. And so when I decided to write this song, I wanted to write something that resonated from that perspective as well as from my own story of love and of missing out on the best things in life. All right, I'm going to go through the lyrics. The first verse is, I love old things, they make me feel sad. Take me back to the past and all the happiness I had. That first line is directly from the episode. The main character in the episode is Sally Sparrow, and she is exploring this house where these angels turn out to be. And she says the line, I love old things, they make me feel sad. Which is like just solid gold writing. And where I started, because then I came up with a nice rhyme. It take me back to the past and all the happiness I had. Now, one of the things I liked about that, the way I could respond to it, that first line is that take me back to the past. Of course, this is a episode of Doctor Who, so there's time travel. But there, here we have the angels who throw people back into time. But I kind of took it from a different aspect, of course, because I try to make stories that resonate in the modern times, things that sometimes happen with me, you know. And I feel like I have spent too much time living in nostalgia. I love nostalgia as much as the next person. There's so many great things that I appreciate about my past, but I also know that you can't live in the past. You have to live in the present. Which is, again, what this episode was largely about, is living in the present. And, you know, I spent hours, I used to spend all my time watching shows, before I got married, of course, and had kids, but I spent all my time watching shows, and it was the same shows over and over again, you know, I'd have them on repeat, and that's fine. It's fine for some people, There's nothing wrong with that. But I didn't want to live just in the past. I told the story of my wife we were talking about pop music, and I was being very negative towards pop music, I don't know, about 7 years ago. And my wife made this comment, was like, at some point, their friends are going to introduce them some music. And are you going to be the person who's just going to be totally out of touch with what they're listening to and what they appreciate? It's about them. It's not about you. I was like, oof, yeah. So, you know, now I listen to pop music because I came to realize that while it's not entirely my cup of tea, there's a lot of stuff that is. There's some really great songwriting when you stop criticizing it, when you stop living in the past. I met this guy the other day and he was like, oh, they haven't made any good music since, fill in the blank, I don't know what year he said, but I was like, well, no, that's not true at all. Yes, there was a lot of great music in his time period, but doesn't mean that was the only good music. There's a lot of great music all around us. And it's one of the things I love about my Irish and Celtic music podcast is I get to find and discover it and share it with other people. But when I met you, I could not close my eyes. I couldn't even blink as you disappeared into time. Of course, the line, I couldn't close my eyes, you know, don't blink, push that home, that line home. But, and of course, disappearing into time, because you don't want someone you love to disappear forever. But you also, in the episode context, they could be thrown back into time. The next line goes, I asked you out for a drink while the rain fell down. I tried not to think you might turn me down. So in the episode, Sally Sparrow meets a guy, a detective. He's got this Jamaican accent. And he's like, you know, you want to go for a drink? And he asks her for a drink, and the rain is falling down, which is where I got that line. And of course, you know, I think he does say something like, oh, please don't turn me down, you know. And I think all of us, no one wants to be turned down when we are enamored with, in love, you know. You're like an angel as old as the universe. You saved me from a lonely life that is so much worse. Now, one of the lines Doctor Who says is that the angels are aliens that are as old as the universe. But the last line, though, you saved me from a lonely life that is so much worse. That's the one that I pulled out from my own experience because being with my wife, I have felt like I went from lonely to, you know, having so much more in my life. And it was beforehand, it was not so pretty. I mean, you know, we make do with what we have, but she helped me in many ways to grow as a person, and also grow out of my own loneliness. So the chorus comes in and says, "Don't blink, don't look away. Life is too short." Obviously, don't blink, don't look away. That was something that was repeated often in the episode. Life is too short is from the Jamaican inspector who says, life is too short and you are too beautiful, or something on that lines. And I loved the line. It was super cute and romantic. And, I almost slipped here. Let's not do that when I'm trying to get my leg better here. Let go of the hurt. I won't blink. I won't turn my back. Let go of the hurt. I won't blink. I repeat the lines, you know, to emphasize that, you know, we're staying focused on our goal, on finding love and finding romance. The final verse says, things don't always happen like we dream and plan. This is another reference to Doctor who has a TARDIS, can go anywhere, anytime, place in the galaxy, and doesn't always land where he wants to be, but he usually lands where he should be. And that's, you know, kind of the way I think things are, you know. I always say that one of my favorite lines that I came up with is, hope for the best, expect the worst, and come out somewhere in the middle. And that's kind of life. You know, you can hope that things are going to be great. We can dream things we dream about, but that's just not the way it's always going to be. It's going to be some. It's not going to be horrible, but you know, it'll be somewhere in the middle. It's confusing sometimes. That's why I take your hand. I think I changed that line, and I don't have it changed on my notes here. But it gets lonely sometimes. I think I said it in the song. That's why I take your hand, and that's that line always reminds me of a moment when Gwen and I were first dating. First met and were dating, and we were walking out in the countryside holding each other's hands, and it was a special moment. To grow old with you for as long as time goes by, which again is the goal of a successful relationship, I think, is it's not just an ephemeral moment. We continue to grow and live our lives together. And of course, in the episode, the Jamaican at the end, shortly after he meets Sally Sparrow, he's now old and has lived a whole life, a whole new life, so much different. And wow, you know, it's time flies, and hopefully we get to experience the things and the love, the beauty that we love. You showed me this moment and you opened up my eyes. That obviously the you open up my eyes is another Blink reference, but I frequently feel like my wife has shown me many moments where I feel like I've grown and was in the moment experiencing things. I mean, even almost every night when I put the kids to bed, some nights I'm like, I just don't want to. I don't want to be. You know, I'm just tired. I don't want to focus. I don't want to think. But I don't necessarily have my phone up. I put it down and I'm like, hey, there's my kids, you know, and I'm there for them, or do my best to be, at the very least. So that is the lyrics to the song. I'm going to play you the song, then I'll come back and tell you a little bit about the CD. I hope you enjoy. Here's Blink from my album, Come Adventure With Me.
They make me feel sad. Take me back to the past and all the happiness I had. When I met you, I could not close my eyes. I couldn't even blink lest you disappeared into time. While the rain fell down, I tried not to think that you might turn me down. You're like an angel as old as the universe. You saved me from a lonely life that is so much worse. Don't blink, don't look. Like we dream and plan, it gets lonely sometimes. That's why I take your hand. To grow old with you for as long as time goes by. You showed me this moment and you opened up my eyes. Don't blink, won't turn my back, let go.
hope you enjoyed that song. I really love how it came out. But one of the things I forgot to mention beforehand was the chord progression. Now, if it sounds at all familiar, that's because it is based on the chord structure that I use for Wild Mountain Time. So when I recorded Wild Mountain Time with Rich Brotherton, I was just using a three-chord structure, basic three-chord structure. And he came in and was like, well, it sounds really cool with this. And he added the seventh into a minor. And I was like, oh, I love that. And of course, you know, because brilliant guitar playing, which just totally made the song as well. But after that, I realized I wonder if I could do the same thing when I was working with Blink, trying to come up with a good idea for it. And I was like, let's try the same thing. I used the same arpeggio picking method, and then I added in the chord progression, and it worked just as magically as the original, the Wild Mountain Time version. It just sounds so pretty. So the song will be out on Come Adventure With Me, which comes out on March 4th. Right now, you can actually get Blink. That's the first single that will be released with the new album. And listen to those airplanes up above us. The single is now available. So go get a copy. It is available exclusively for pre-release, and I'm really excited to share it with you. Of course, if you head over to magerecords.com, you will also find several bundles that are available for pre-release as well. You will be able to buy the bundles starting in February. Head on over to magerecords.com to find out what is available. I'm planning a bunch of things, though. As of recording this, I have not put them together yet, so go check those out. I'm really excited to share it. There's also going to be a poster. A poster is one of the items that I put together for the release, since Nicky O'Shea created this beautiful album cover, and I was like, well, that would make a great artwork. And so I printed up some posters, and you'll be able to get those as well. Oh, as part of the bundles, and maybe even exclusively by themselves. We'll see. In the meantime, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Thank you for listening to Pub Songs and Stories. This episode was edited by Mitchell Peterson. You can follow and listen to the show on my Patreon or wherever you find podcasts. Sign up to my mailing list to learn more about songs featured in this podcast and discover where I'm performing. Remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on climate change. Have fun and sing along at pubsong.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.